fucked up thing about Four Loko is that drinking one Four Loko is enough to make you just feel shitty. Like, it's a bad middle ground.
You're saying they should call it one Loko.
Yeah. No, there's nothing Loko about it. It's like, ugh. I feel like I need to either have four more drinks or I shouldn't have had this one.
Right.
Because now I just feel woozy and yucko.
Yeah, it's generally my policy to just not drink Four Loko. And so far, that policy has not failed.
I don't know, when was the last time you drank Four Loko?
I think when you still had that case of original Four Loko. Which would have been some time ago.
Yeah. I still have four cans of Sparks.
Or maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's probably what I was thinking.
Yeah, I have a bunch of pre-banned Sparks.
Okay. Yeah, then I actually don't remember the last time I had a Four Loko.
That type, like, I feel off in my stomach in the way that says, you should just eat a full fucking meal to stop this feeling from happening.
I mean, we can stop and get you some more Four Loko if you want
to
do that.
I mean, that is honestly, like, the other answer to the question, is to just keep going. But when you walk halfway down the dark tunnel, like, you're stuck from both ends.
Yeah. That's just purgatory.
Yeah. You either have to fucking keep going until you come out the other side, or do not enter at all.
Yeah.
Word from the chat. I am about to crack open a new Belgium Fat Tire.
That's a beer.
And someone else says they're about to crack open a St. Florian's IPA from Windsor, California.
Ooh.
I've been known to claim Windsor.
Road 2.
Yeah, a little Road 2.
Is Road 2 still Road 2?
I don't know. It seems like the sort of thing they would have renamed by now.
Probably built some fucking houses out there, too.
No, there's still a Road 2.
Good. They should be declared a national monument to poor decision-making.
Yeah. If you want to drink bad malt liquor, might I recommend going to Road 2 to do it?
Perhaps you would also like to hear a too loud band in someone's living room.
Sure.
We can help you with that.
We can help you with all of these things.
At Road 2.
Question from Blastoise M here. What's your favorite Syphil and Ollie song?
Llama School is really hard to beat.
Yeah, you're right.
There might be other ones that are
better. I might say Performance Art or Cindy's the Hostess.
Oh, Cindy's the Hostess is really good. Yeah, Llama School is something that has been stuck in my head permanently forever. What's Liam Lynch doing these days?
I mean, he had his Lynchland YouTube channel. He, like, what, like, directed the Tenacious D movie?
Right. I think so.
Oh, he also, I think he directed that Sarah Silverman Jesus is Magic.
Right.
Special stand-up thing.
That was all kind of a while ago.
Yeah, that was all kind of a while ago. Let's go to liamlynch.net and click on news and see what we get.
All right.
It's just his embedded Twitter account.
All right.
Yeah, he's still making stuff and posting it to YouTube.
Alright. As long as he's keeping busy. Who was the other guy?
Matt Crocco.
Right.
Liam Lynch makes all the animations for Josh Homme's Beats One show, The Alligator Hour.
That sounds like an okay gig.
And he made a video for Queens of the Stone Age. With Queens of the Stone Age, not just for kicks.
Right.
Seems to be. He put out a new album in July. Elon Musk is launching one of his cars into space, and the car is playing Space Oddity on its stereo. His plan is for it to orbit Mars.
What?
I'll just read the tweets.
Alright.
24 minutes ago. Falcon Heavy to launch next month from Apollo 11 pad at the Cape. We'll have double thrust of next largest rocket. Guaranteed be exciting one way or the other. 19 minutes ago. Payload will be my Midnight Cherry Tesla Roadster playing Space Oddity. Destination is Mars orbit. We'll be in deep space for a billion years or so if it doesn't blow up on ascent.
Solving the world's problems, one car in space at a time.
I mean...
Why is it that when you give smart people a whole lot of money, they suddenly become very, very stupid? Why does that happen?
I mean, maybe at some point they're like, hey, we gotta launch heavy stuff into space to make sure it can work.
I guess. This all just feels so arbitrary.
Yeah. Yes. This word from the chat is that Lil Debbie will be performing at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Ooh. Not even Krayshawn. It's fucking Lil Debbie.
Krayshawn doesn't really... I don't know that
she... doesn't really perform anymore,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. She's still Twitch streaming?
I don't know. Yes, Matthew in the chat here says, it's a test launch that has a 90% chance of failure.
Oh, okay.
So, sure. I guess...
Yeah, it's fine. Blow up your own car. Who fucking cares?
Sure.
Laundry tonight.
Sweet.
That's a Friday night. Stir crazy without me around. She's like usually like happy for the time to herself for like 2 days, and then it's just like, when the fuck are you coming home?
Yeah, it's like, we discussed this.
So yeah,
win in a fight, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk?
I think Musk has the build.
I think Elon Musk would win because he believes we live in a simulation, so he doesn't think the pain is real.
Right.
So he would come at you all crazy.
I mean, that said, you know, Bezos seems like the kind of dude, you know, he's wiry. He's going to be kind of scrappy.
He's got some shit to lose.
Yeah. But I'd put my money on Musk. He's got both the age and size advantage.
Ben H here in chat says, keep in mind, Bezos is jacked now.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. I assume that.
I don't think I've ever seen that dude without a suit on, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got $100 billion. He could probably invest in some workout equipment. That would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that shit shipped today for free. Do you think he can just buy anything from Amazon for nothing?
I don't think he buys anything from Amazon.
But I mean, do you think he just has an account where he can just click on shit and it just shows up?
I mean, I would hope so.
And it's just like some weird auto expense account thing?
It's gotta be. I bet the whole executive team has some version of that.
What's the most expensive thing for sale on Amazon?
When I looked on there, when I was making, like, a joke wish list, I think there was, like, a crystal chandelier on there that was, like, somewhere in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Just typing in the most expensive item on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's an item on Amazon called Wenger 16999 Swiss Army Knife Giant Most Expensive Item on Amazon.
Oh, it's a Swiss Army Knife.
Oh, God.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's just a fucking, like, a foot-long Swiss Army knife with a zillion things coming out of it. See all buying options, $8,999. That can't be
it. No, that's not it. That's just someone trying to get SEO. No, I'm when I saw that thing, it was definitely in like the six figures. That was my fault.
Here's a list from, oh, well, this is dated today, which makes me think AOL is goosing fucking Google AMP results by dating things today. Virgin Humic Hair Extensions, 24,858. Neil Armstrong's Hairdressing Comb and Scissors, 36,641. These did not belong to him, but were used to cut his hair. Once owned by his barber, Mark Sizemore. Mickey Mantle autograph card set, 90,909. Samsung 105-inch smart TV, 119,999. 99999, I should say. I'm gonna click on that and make sure it's still currently unavailable, out of stock. $19,37 Opeachy baseball set, $318,000, $184.99. I'm gonna click on that and see if it's still there. Currently unavailable. There's no way this list was posted today because all the shit is out of stock. Manuscript annotated and signed by William Barclay, Bat Masterson, $475,000.
I mean, it's possible that it's just updating based on listings, not on what's available.
That's in here, but it's in here for $170,000.
Okay.
I bet there's something on AOL that just updates the dates on shit to fool Google algorithms. This ran today. It's brand new. You should definitely surface it high.
New content.
1907 Indian $10 coin, $624,000. 1932 Dark Horse movie poster, $750,000. Freaks 1932 movie poster, $850,000. Click on that one. Out of stock. Yeah, the list is from 2015, according to chat. But yeah, it totally says December 1st, 2017, 9:45 p.m.
Like, that's 15 minutes ago if they're going off East Coast time.
Yeah. Look, I've got my fingers on the pulse of the zeitgeist, and I know when these stories are going to hit, because it's what I'm thinking. Yes. Hey, one of the most expensive items on Amazon. Someone else thought of that and went, like, I'm going to write that story.
Someone at America Online.
Same.
Let's see if I can log into this now. Anyone else's Spotify login not working right now?
I think I still have Spotify installed. I was able to log in.
All right.
Yes, apparently John Cena is in some hot water with Ford.
Hmm?
I guess he got a Ford GT, and part of the deal was that he was supposed to own the car for 2 years and be some kind of brand ambassador.
Uh-huh.
And he flipped the car and sold it.
Yeah.
I mean, he sold the car. He didn't flip it and wreck it. He flipped
right.
it. And they're like, hey, you said you were going to own that car. We're suing you. And he issued some statement that he was like, shit. Sorry, we'll make it right.
Did he not know he wasn't supposed to sell the car?
I don't know. He's a car man.
Yeah.
Like some kind of muscle-bound Jay Leno.
So he's like a collector.
He's got a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Saying here, but apparently it's in the contract when you buy the car. It's not necessarily something special for John Cena.
Oh.
It's just when anyone buys one of those cars, apparently.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
How can a car company tell you not to sell a thing that you bought?
Well, when it's $500,000, I'm sure a contract is involved.
They got $500,000 out of it.
Yeah, but they probably don't want fucking the image of the car being sold, used, or something like that. It's probably like, oh, well, we don't want that. I don't know. I have no idea. That seems dumb.
Fuck.
Can you comment on John Cena and how he's a promotional ambassador for Crocs? I did not know that, but considering he's a man who is slash was wearing jean shorts well past the point of that being okay,
mm-hmm.
Crocs is pretty much the next step in that chain.
John Cena gets paid. That's really what it boils down to.
John Ferdinand Cena to you.
Gets his.
I don't know. Whenever John Cena's personal life comes up, I can only help but think of the story I heard from that girl I used to live with years ago, whose brother was a wrestler who John Cena was friends with, and then John Cena hit on her nonstop for a while.
Yeah.
John Cena's personal life comes up, that's really all I can think of.
Well, he's a happily married man.
Second marriage,
yeah. He was married before?
I think he was in some relationship before the fame. hits.
Yeah. Scott Fridays, everyone.
Uh-huh. Always Scott Friday in your head if you want it to be.
And I do.
Yeah, that's good. That's the name of my new ska band, Ska Rogowski.
Was Scott not hosting tonight's show?
He was not.
I thought I heard a different voice.
It's because Austin set him free. Broke him loose.
Someone had to.
Let him out on the streets. He's in the wind, man. What Scott? There is no Scott.
There's now only Scott.
last-minute tax bill amendment would only benefit DeVos-linked conservative college.
I heard about that one. It really does feel like every single one of those dudes is just trying to ram in every single possible provision they can because they don't think they're ever going to be able to pass anything again.
Yeah. To adjourn until Monday. Republicans are all voting no. That was 40 minutes ago. Got a bill 4 hours ago, and it is 500 pages.
Some of which have handwritten notes on them that no one can read.
Yep. Meanwhile, the story out of the White House is that they are in denial over the investigation. Source saying, totally in a bubble. This is like a red alert. But they're not taking it. Yeah. The White House, the source said, should be taking news about Michael Flynn much more seriously. But the source said White House officials insist repeatedly that the president expects to be cleared by special counsel Robert Mueller's team. They think he's going to be exonerated very soon, the source added.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That's how this works. fucking unbelievable mess, man.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps getting worse and worse. The whole thing.
Like, they're not even good at the thing they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the unbelievable bumbling. Ranging from fucking incompetence to straight up illegal.
Yep. It is illegal incompetence.
Amazing. Chat. In some ways, it would be scarier if they were all more competent.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've got the numbers on their side in a way that if they were very focused,
they could do a lot more.
Yeah, this could be fucking completely ruthless.
And I mean, the thing, you know, that they're trying to pass right now is incredibly ruthless.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just being delivered in the most ham-fisted way possible. Every single clandestine thing they've tried to do has inevitably been fucking brought before the light of day in the angriest way possible because they can't keep their shit together.
Yeah.
It's still good.
What?
It's still a good thing.
What's that?
Gang Beasts is still pretty good.
Gang Beasts is still pretty good. I was impressed.
That was some of the most fun I've had with that game.
Yeah. The game is still fucking total nonsense. I didn't have much fun playing it online, which, you know, I guess shouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah. The energy of the room really does carry that thing.
Do you think this stuff ever blows up in a way that there becomes a viable third party?
I don't know, man. I've thought about that. Like, it's not going to be any of the existing third parties.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Like, the Greens are a joke and the Libertarians are just a different kind of joke. Like, I could see, like, a real leftist party forming out of whatever the Democratic Party fashions itself into after 2018, depending on what the level of satisfaction is with that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if in a post-Trump, you know, fucking culling, some sort of far-right party emerged out of the Republican Party that actually wasn't that different than the regular Republican Party, but just a lot angrier. But, like, do any of them have a legitimate shot at, you know, matching the kind of fundraising and,
right.
And,
yeah, I guess, you know,
and getting the kind of donors on board necessary to push that system in that direction? I really don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the schisms seem to be, like, Republican establishment trying to take back a party, causing a fucking further right to emerge.
Yes.
And on the left, you have people that are so fucking fed up with how ineffectual Democrats have been that they want to go further left. That, like, centrist left is so fucking...
It just has nothing.
It's got no teeth.
Yeah. I mean, you can even see it in shit like this, where, like, you know, they're fucking... You see, like, all these different senators, like, grousing about procedure.
Yeah, they're tapping the sign instead of fucking... Yeah.
It's like, yo, the meat of this bill is going to fucking kill people. Maybe land on that. Yeah. I think 2018 is going to determine a lot of that stuff. Like, if Democrats fail to retake dominant positions in places where it feels like there should be gimmies, then I think that you're going to see a much deeper schism than there even is now.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the elections this year were, like, I think a promising start. You know, a lot of that stuff is just at the state level, but, like, people were winning in districts that traditionally Democrats do not win in.
Right.
But the other, you know, sort of worrisome thing is that every, like, special election race that Democrats have actually funneled money into, they've ended up losing since Trump's election.
Yeah.
Without shit just completely exploding, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
still getting, like, consumer-facing emails from Call of Duty, like, for being on whatever mailing list Activision has. Mm-hmm. As a, like, a non-press thing. They're, like, trying to explain basic things about this year's Call of Duty in a really needy way. Mm. Hey, there's Nazi zombies this year, is the one I just got.
Maybe you haven't heard.
Yeah.
I hear you kids don't like them Nazis. Like, I've never hated the zombie modes in this game, in those games, but I don't understand why anyone considers them a draw at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's core, it's just like a four-player co-op horde mode thing, and then there's, like, some objectives to complete along the way. Like, it's not... Yeah, like, I understand why some people might be into it, but I just think it's, like, repetitive in a really dull way.
Yeah, like, they've just never stood out to me as anything other than, like, all right, yeah, no, here's a different thing, I guess.
It's like every time you run the map, it's kind of like, okay, we need to get these four items to assemble the Tesla coil, and then we get to unlock this thing, and, you know, it kind of quickly becomes like...
A little rote.
Yeah, like, here's the thing you do to do this thing.
Battlegrounds is the only zombie mode I've enjoyed on any level in, like, recent years.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's still a competitive mode against humans, right?
Yeah. It's like, the fact that they put you in the shoes of a Nazi, or not a Nazi, a zombie.
Yeah.
And let you run around and do zombie shit as a giant swarm.
Yeah, like, there's enough players doing it for it to, like, feel like a horde.
Right.
Which is pretty neat.
They put you in the shoes of a Nazi, that would be less fun. So you can be the Axis in Call of Duty, right?
Yeah, so they don't put any swastikas in the multiplayer mode.
Right.
Because they kind of view it as a separate thing from the campaign. And they've kind of said they're going to take action against people that use the emblem creator.
I definitely saw some fucking chuds complaining about the lack of a swastika.
Yeah. It's the same people that are like, why can you play as a woman?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, why can you fucking attach four things to your fucking gun and put the number of kills you have on the side of it? Were people adjusting their reticles with fucking dramatic changes in World War II? Like, it's fucking...
I'd have a lot more respect if they just fucking come out and say, it's like, no, I'm a Nazi, I want to fucking be a Nazi. It's like, fine, okay, at least you're just being honest.
No, the historical accuracy of Team Deathmatch. When you load up the emblem creator, like, there's a message that appears every time that's just like, hey, we here at Sledgehammer are not going to take toxic community stuff lightly, so know that.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was the first night I saw anything truly objectionable, I guess. Someone had made a dick. Someone else had made a really bad attempt at a swastika.
I'm more offended by the swastika than the dick.
True. And there was, like, no report functionality built into the game. So I was like, all right, yeah, you say you don't want to have the toxicity of the game, but I still don't see a way to say, hey, this guy sucks shit.
We're very committed to no toxicity in the game. How do we tell you? We're very committed.
We'll find it. Don't you worry.
We'll just keep telling you that we're committed to that.
It was a really bad dig, that one.
Mm. Yeah, at least take your time with it, you know, like... lovingly render that dick.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody have a good weekend. Stay safe out there.
See you next week.
See y'all.